Good morning, Peninsula Hill Church. I hope you guys are doing well and happy Palm Sunday. It's hard to believe that this is week four of doing sermons and church online. And I'll be honest, I still haven't gotten used to this and making some mistakes as we're filming things. It just doesn't quite feel like normal. So trying to get more acclimated to this. Let me open us up in some prayer. Lord Jesus, we magnify and glorify your name. Lord Jesus, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just guide me. Guide my words as I preach, Lord. I pray for your comfort, Lord, as I am bringing your word. And I pray, Lord, that you would meet people where they're at with the different situations that they're going through currently, Lord. And we just pray this in your name. Amen. As I mentioned, we are celebrating Palm Sunday today. And so the sermon today is going to be a little bit of switching gears from the book of Acts. And so instead of focusing on the events that happened after Jesus's crucifixion and his resurrection, I want to focus now on the events that took place the week beforehand. And so today we're going to be talking about Jesus's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And so let me read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road. And while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road, the crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Now, typically, whenever we think about Palm Sunday, we do think about Jesus' triumphal entry. But I don't think we spend a lot of time thinking about that little donkey, about that little colt. And for many, maybe they don't think his role or its role was that significant. But I want you guys to think a little bit differently this week, because I want to focus on that little baby donkey, because I believe that there is some really incredible lessons that we can learn from taking a look at his experience on Palm Sunday. And the first thing I want to talk about is, just like that colt, we need to be set loose. That colt had to be untied and set loose when he was in the barn or wherever he was being kept. And we have to be set loose from sin. We have to be set loose, and we have to find freedom from that bondage that we have prior to knowing Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We also need to be set loose from being bound to guilt and shame. Romans 6 verses 17 through 18 says this, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness." So that's saying that we're no longer bound to sin, right? We have been loosed. We have found freedom through Christ. And we see that in Galatians 5:1. "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." Now, the really important thing here is to understand that we experience that freedom. We experience being loosed from bondage when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we ask for forgiveness and we ask Jesus to come into our hearts. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about is that just like that baby colt, that baby donkey, we're needed. Of course, in the generic sense, when you think about God, the creator of the universe, God doesn't need anything. And we see this in Acts 17, verses 24 through 25. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. So God doesn't need us. But here's the incredible thing. God sent his son Jesus to die for our sins. And the reason that Jesus did that was because he loves us. So in that sense, God does need us because of his love for us. And it's also so incredible that God has a plan and purpose for each of us. And part of that plan and that purpose is ministry. Ephesians verses 2 and 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do." So he already knows what he wants us to do. He's already prepared those things, right? The ministry that he wants us to be part of, God has already planned and prepared that for us. 1 Peter 4 and 10 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." The little colt, I'm sure if there was some way that we could get into his head or its head, I don't think there's any way that he knew what his life would look like. I don't think he had any idea of what that Palm Sunday had in store for him. But the reality is, God needed him. And he needed him for something very special. That special thing that God needed him for was carrying Jesus. That baby colt had to carry Jesus to Jerusalem, through the city, through the masses. That was the job. That was the thing that was set aside for him to do, for him to accomplish. And just like that baby colt, we also need to carry Jesus. Now, we're not carrying Jesus physically, but we are carrying Jesus' story. We are carrying the message of salvation through him to the world, to the masses. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20 says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore,'" and here's the really important part, "'go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" That is an incredible task that we have. So just like that baby colt and what God needed him to do, God needs us to share the gospel message of Jesus to the world. And that's something that is directly connected to what we've been talking about in the book of Acts. Now, if you guys have ever had the opportunity to read all of the gospel accounts of the triumphal entry, and if you're able to do a comparative study of it, it's really interesting what you see there. Because Matthew gives us some information that the other gospels they don't talk about. And this is that when the disciples went to the village, it wasn't just one donkey, it was a colt and a donkey. So basically, a mom and her son, that's what was there. And at first glance, this may seem insignificant. But when you look at this in the context of Jesus riding this colt, and that colt never been ridden before, we start to see the significance. Luke 19:30 says, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here." Now, for those of you, if any of you guys have done any horseback riding or you've done anything with donkeys or really any kind of animal, you know that in order for an animal to listen to you, in order for you to be able to lead an animal anywhere or to be able to ride a donkey, you know that there is a point of braking that the animal has to go through. And so just like that baby colt, we too need to be broken. Now, when we talk about being broken or allowing God to break us, this isn't an easy thing to hear. It sounds really uncomfortable. But when we understand that being broken is basically humbling ourselves before God and asking Him to help heal us, to forgive us for our sins, hopefully you start to see that that's the proper response that we should have to our sin, that we should be broken by God. We should allow Him to break us. And basically, when you think about this breaking process, it is moving away from our selfish desires and our will to the will of God and letting God lead us, letting God have control of our lives. And sometimes this breaking process, it can be gentle. It might not be so painful. And perhaps that's the significance that this mother donkey had, that she was walking alongside of the colt. And that was enough to allow the colt to let Jesus ride him and to let Jesus lead. But unfortunately, sometimes, like animals out there, sometimes they can be stubborn just like you and me. And in those times when there is maybe an excess of stubbornness, that breaking process can be painful. It can hurt. It's not easy. But ultimately, we have to understand that this process of being broken by God, it's all about God wanting to lead us, of God wanting to help us. So it's important that we allow this to happen. Proverbs 3 verses 5 through 6 says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him and He will make your path straight." Just like that colt, I'm sure there was a path that Jesus had him on, but he had to go through that breaking process. And so before I close this out in prayer, I want you to think about what I've talked about today, this week, Holy Week, that is so significant to Christians. To think about, are you still bound to sin? Or have you let Jesus be the center of your life? There's anyone out there that doesn't know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, I encourage you to pray, and I pray the Holy Spirit would just capture your heart, that you would repent and ask Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Next, I hope you all understand that you're needed, that God needs you, and He has a plan and purpose for you. And one of the most important parts of that plan and purpose is sharing the gospel message with others. And that is an incredible task and an incredible blessing that we all have. And then finally, in that process of wanting to submit to God, we have to let God break us. Whether it's easy or it's tough, I encourage you to let God do the work that He needs to do in your heart and in your life. Amen. Lord Jesus, we love You so much. We thank You for Your word. Lord, we thank You for Your sacrifice. We thank You, Lord, that You would die for our sins, that You care about us so much, that You would offer Yourself as a sacrifice for us. Lord Jesus, I pray that this week, if there is anyone that doesn't know You, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit would just affect them and manifest in their life in such a powerful way. Lord Jesus, I lift up the needs of anyone out there who is in need of financial provision, of health provision, of housing, whatever it happens to be, Lord. We lift these prayers up to you. Lord, we love you, we need you, and we thank you for your sacrifice for us. We pray all this in your name. Amen. Hey guys, we love you. I hope you have a blessed Palm Sunday, however you're able to celebrate it with the shelter in place. Be creative, love one another, and we'll see you guys next week. Amen.